The pro-business think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, says WorkSafe's campaign to prevent falls on residential construction sites is emotional and adding thousands of dollars in unnecessary costs. It says the campaign, which began in 2012, could be costing New Zealand homeowners more than $100 million each year. The initiative's executive director, Oliver Hartwich, says the government needs to review the laws.
Nobody has ever really estimated the costs of the problem, but of course, especially after Pike River, workplace safety became a big issue and something needed to be done. At least that was the conclusion that MB reached at the time. And so what they put in place was a new regulation that required every new building and every repair for buildings on just single-story homes, really, to have scaffolding placed around them at the time of the repairs. So we don't quite know the cost of the problem, but we do know the cost of the regulation. Because
if you don't know the cost of the problem, how can you describe the cost of the solution as being unnecessary?
Well, that's exactly our point. Our point is actually that the government should have done a proper cost-benefit analysis prior to actually introducing the regulations. As it turns out, they haven't done that, and they haven't actually done a cost-benefit analysis since. And we just argue that whenever you introduce new regulations, what you should be doing routinely is just to check what are the costs and benefits of what you're putting in place. This is something that other countries are doing quite regularly, and actually consecutive American administrations, whether Republican or Democrat, since Ronald Reagan, have committed themselves to doing just that. In New Zealand, it is something that we don't do routinely, and we have a problem with that because we think whenever you're introducing something new, the least you should do is actually you should try to estimate whether the regulation you're introducing is actually producing more harm, more good than harm.
So does it not make sense if people are falling off roofs to say, let's put up scaffolding, let's do things that stop people falling off roofs?
Well, we think it is absolutely sensible to put a close eye on workplace safety. We think we can probably also rely on the companies doing it, because often the company owners are involved in these repairs, so they've got an interest themselves in actually keeping their people safe. The other thing we would actually observe is that when you look over long-term statistics for workplace safety as it relates to home building and home repairs, we've actually seen a falling trend in accidents happening around these repair works.
And perhaps because really of the safer regulations?
No, the trend hasn't actually changed after the introduction of the regulations, so actually it's been falling anyway. So we don't quite see the additional benefit that these new regulations produced. And what we would like to see is actually for the government to do a proper cost-benefit check before introducing such regulations in the future.
So you want them to take the regulations away now or do a study first?
Well, what I would urge the government to do is actually to do a proper cost-benefit analysis. If they conclude that it makes sense, well, by all means, keep them. But unless they can improve that there is a case to have such draconian measures, because we think they are completely exaggerated, I think these regulations should go.
That's Oliver Hartwich there.